But first, we have to start with the latest developments on the Russia and Ukraine crisis. The U.S. and its global allies announcing a broad range of sanctions against Russia, although they are being criticized by some as not strong enough. President Biden saying Russia is, quote, at the beginning of an invasion of Ukraine.
And if Russia goes further with this invasion, we stand prepared to go further as with sanctions. Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belonged to his neighbors? This is a flagrant violation of international law and demands a firm response from the international community.
Those sanctions, by the way, do include blacklisting two major banks and halting the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline, which is a decision that Germany had announced us.
And meanwhile, Julie, Ukraine is calling for a state of emergency and advising its citizens to immediately leave Russia as the threat of war between the two countries grows. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he is, quote, ready for dialogue, but he also praised the readiness of Russia's armed forces. The Russian president spoke in a televised address saying, quote, the security of our citizens is unconditional for us.
And of course, all of this continuing to create a lot of volatility in global markets, including global energy markets in particular. As I mentioned, futures actually holding up fairly well, even given that we have not seen much change to the situation. But if you look at oil prices this morning and what we've been seeing, actually, there's futures again. They're trading higher. But let's talk to our Rick Newman, who has been looking at the situation. There's oil futures. They're trading a little bit higher. So as we look at the sanctions situation here this morning, our Rick Newman, you wrote about this and sort of what President Biden is trying to achieve here with this round of sanctions.
Well, in those remarks yesterday, Biden also said, we want to make sure that this punishes the Russian economy without punishing our own economy. But at the same time, he said, freedom is not free and there's going to be a cost. And he's referring to gasoline and oil prices, which, have, as you just pointed out, Julie, have been going up. So Biden hinted that he used this word plan, that there's a plan in the works to make sure that pump prices do not get out of control. And then in a briefing after Biden's remarks, a senior administration official said there will be news within a couple of days about what this plan might be. So the best guess is that this is some kind of deal with perhaps Saudi Arabia and other producers to increase oil supplies in response to what's happening in order to bring down prices. But we're not sure yet. So that news supposedly is coming within a couple of days.
Supposedly. So we will be watching for all of that and see what kind of effect it has on supplies. Thanks, Rick.